At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Yes, indeed. It is the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, hour number three of a TV theme song Thursday. And of course, that means that at the bottom of the hour, in about 30 minutes, the segment that is taking the nation by storm, I tell you, Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia, will be in full effect. We got a new rule. I know we got a lot of complaints last week. A lot of people wrote in, tweeted.
Now, wait a minute,
posted
Chris.
Posted videos saying Rob was cheating. Yet
unbelievable.
Again. Chris, every rule we have is a reaction to some loophole that Rob found in the rules.
Whenever I say that people are tweeting or people are saying stuff, you go, yeah, well, two or three people, I haven't heard any. You're going to sit here and say, people are writing in, people are tweeting, they're
letters
making videos.
Letters are falling out of the box.
On YouTube, yeah, right, saying Rob is cheating. Why? Because what was it, Rob G? The Greece one? Where it was the Greek
freak,
and I said Greece.
You know what? We're going to let the callers respond to this when we get to them. If you are doing a... what should we call it? A game where you have to guess a word. Can you use the root of the word? So if the word you need to guess is Greece, can you use Greek? Or it was reversed, right? If the word is Greek, can you use Greece? Or if the word
is... yes, it's not the same word,
is Egyptian. If the word is Egyptian... can you use Egypt? I mean, seriously, like, that don't even make sense. No.
It ain't the same
Why
word.
Why don't you just say Egyptian? Rob G, get in here, because you let
Where,
it go.
Where's Rob? Rob?
What in the world were you thinking?
Chris, if it's not that explicitly is stated in the rule book, who right. am I to just it, decide it on the fly what we it can is. And can't do?
Well, is it in the rule book now for this week?
We'll add it. It'll be in a minute.
Why, Rob G? You going to give in to
it
Chris?
It doesn't make sense.
Rob, you've won like four in a row. We could change
well,
all
first
the rules
of all,
in favor of
chill
Chris.
With that you're ways,
probably
yes.
still going to win.
I'm letting right. Rob win to get yeah, back, okay. you know, the good Here graces of the show. I mean, we were at yeah. odds. Yeah. You know, there was a lot of infighting. The listeners weren't
this?
Privy to it, but it was a lot of tension.
Hey, yeah,
so
Rob,
I had to let Rob win a bunch.
Do you remember, Rob, about a month and a half ago, Chris was like, hey, guys, I got this new theme song. It's going
to
be great.
I can't wait to play it.
We've
never heard it since then.
Hey, Alex, keep it in that crate because it ain't coming out.
Well, of course it's not coming out when you cheat. I mean, my goodness. Oh, golly. All right. Oh. Anyway, we'll get to that and we'll throw it out to the callers when it's time. But opening day, Rob, and look, is it a nice day out there? In LA?
In LA it is. The Angels are playing tonight. The Dodgers open tomorrow, Chris, in Colorado. So there's no game in LA today.
Right.
But the Angels are playing tonight, this evening down in Anaheim.
Well, you
but a
know
beautiful
the Yankees
day.
The Yankees game was postponed.
Yeah. Minnesota had snow. That game was postponed as well. Is it raining, Chris, or
it
cold
is
there?
Ugly. It's the ugliest day here
are you
in
serious?
A while. Because now it's dark and it's wet. It's been raining all day, pouring
and that
for
April
a lot of
chill.
The day. Yeah, and it's storm. You can hear the thunder. It's just an ugly day. It really
right.
is. And, you know, we've had snow, we've had rain, but today for some reason just feels like, man.
Because it's opening
really
day.
Bad.
I hate
Maybe.
That. Right.
Yeah, it's just bad. So, yeah, they had to cancel the game or postpone it today. But it obviously is opening day. And so that means predictions for the upcoming MLB season. Let's get to it, Rob G.
Well,
let's get
Chris,
to it, Rob
we've
G.
We've already revealed our predictions.
We did that, right.
But if you'd like to rehash them.
Yeah, no,
yeah,
Rob G, just
rehash.
Go over them.
Okay, go ahead.
Rob G, go over them. We did it already.
We already did it, but, you know, we can do it again, I guess. 2022 MLB's regular season and postseason prediction from the Odd Couple, American League, starting with the Cy Young. Rob's got Garrett Cole.
And I'll just say, Garrett Cole was in there the last week of the season, had a bad week, and he didn't win it. I think he wins it this year.
I got two words. Captain Obvious.
Chris went with Lucas Giolito.
That's a pick.
I had no idea who he was before.
Right. That's a pick. Somebody
he
you
said,
never
Rob
heard
G,
of.
Throw me a name of somebody
no,
who threw
I,
a no-hitter.
I picked my Lucas going, watch.
And
watch.
In the MVP race for the American League, Rob's got Tim Anderson, an MLB bro that you need to know.
That's right. He's got all the – he's
is
the
it,
swag
is it,
king
It's in the bylaws
in MLB.
Of MLB bro that you had to pick a black guy, right?
And then Chris, who stole Rob's guy from last season, Vlad Guerrero Jr.
Yes. This time he's gonna win it, I think.
So wait a minute, Chris, you don't think that
Shohei
has a chance to bring back to back? You think it's too
I
hard?
I mean, look, I'd love it, but I don't know. Rob, look, if he does what he did last year, I don't know. I just think if he let's say he does do what he did last year. I don't know if people will look at it the same way. You know what I mean?
Right. It was
like,
so
it was,
unique
it,
last
you're
right.
year. Right. It was the novelty of it. Not that he wasn't great, but it was the novelty was a big part of it, too. It's like if Russell Westbrook got the
and,
second
and
triple
you know
double
what?
Season. It wasn't
and he
same,
did, but
know?
He didn't win the MVP every
right.
year. He did it, right.
And then
exactly.
he did it again, and he still
exactly.
got another MVP.
Exactly.
All right, moving over
right.
to the NL very quickly. For the Cy Young race, Chris got Walker Buehler. Rob got former
Captain
Dodger.
Captain Obvious.
Max Scherzer.
Yes, oh, that, Max yeah. Scherzer.
Well, look, he's old. I get
he's
that.
Old, but he pitched it, well when he came over to the limb. Dodgers, Rob G. You know that.
That's right. And in
it
the,
just seems like it never works out for Mets pitchers, though.
Yeah, they
at least
hurt.
Not recently.
MVP race quickly. Chris got Ronald Acuna Jr. And Rob Parker
yes.
went with this buddy who's already hurt, but it's not going to affect him at
this
all.
This is a ridiculous pick.
And
this is like picking Kawhi Leonard for the MVP at the beginning of the season.
I did.
Oh,
don't
out.
You remember?
He's got a torn ACL, but you know.
He's coming back.
I got
Watch
a crush on him, so he's going.
No, I don't have a crush on him. I just think he's the most excited player in baseball.
But in the
Tatis Jr.
The big category of the World Series, Rob's got his beloved Yankees over the Padres, just like he did last year. Chris got the upstart White Sox over the San Francisco
Giants.
Again,
that's a pick.
I like the White Sox, and Chris, you know what? They could come out of the AL. I like the White Sox.
Man, you don't know with baseball, right? You just
no, you don't
know.
Hey,
you
Atlanta won.
Let me say
you remember
this,
that
Rob.
Last year when they got hurt?
Right. Who saw that coming? Let me say this to you. Because, you know, we talked about Dave Roberts predicting, you know, guaranteeing a World Series for the Dodgers. And look, they've been the best team in baseball, I would argue. Yeah, you know, some might argue the Yankees. You know, that's fair,
too.
But
the last 10
decade,
years.
They've both been great, right? But they got one World Series to show for it. And, Rob, even that, I'm not taking anything away from it, but that was the COVID-shortened season.
Right, it was a 60-game regular season, right.
And so, we're not going back here. And I don't even want to go back there. But we know the playoffs in baseball is largely a crapshoot, right? I mean, it's just the best team doesn't necessarily win in baseball. Like last year, Atlanta won. Don't you think if we took 2 weeks off and played the postseason again, Atlanta wouldn't win? I think it'd be somebody else.
No, I don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that.
So here's what I'm saying. Now, back in the day, when if you won your league, you got to the World Series, you know, I think the team that was better over the course of the entire season obviously had a much better chance of winning the World Series. And that's when you really, you know, because Roberts even said it today. I don't know if it was today, but Roberts says something to the effect of, you know, we've been the best team over these years and people need to look at it like that. I'm going to find his exact quote.
No, but the problem with that, though, Chris, is there have been way too many heartbreaks for Dodger fans. You remember?
No, I agree with you.
You remember that. That's why people don't feel good about this.
Of course, he's going to say it, though.
Right.
You know what I mean?
But you know, they don't feel good about this 8 or 10 year stretch.
Right.
When they keep winning the division. And you remember, Chris, because that was the Washington. You remember when Washington, the Nationals came back and beat them in that series?
Yep.
And when they gave up the home run, people streamed out of Dodger Stadium. Remember they walked out on the team? They were so mad.
Here's what he said. He was saying that the Dodgers should be appreciated for their consistency over this past decade. He said, I think that all great things, as far as over periods of time, are just appreciated more in the look back as opposed to in the now. I think we do the best job in baseball of consistently performing the expectations, which I would argue are the highest in all of baseball. When you're talking about the great Atlanta Braves, the great Dodger teams in the 80s, the Yankees, the Bulls, the Lakers in the 80s, there's a consistency when they put this uniform on. It's different. Here's the first thing.
Okay.
You're not the Bulls, the Lakers,
or
the
Yankees.
Right. Just stop that. Okay. They won championships.
The Yankees had a dynasty, Chris. They won 3 in a row and 4 out of 5 with a great team. That's
right.
That's what you're supposed
to
do.
You're not those teams. You're not even in the same sentence as those teams. The Braves, Rob, we don't look back at that. Now, yeah, we acknowledge that was a great team. They had a great staff and all those Hall of Famers. But we look back and say they didn't get it done. They got one championship in like 15 great years.
With 3, Chris, Hall of Fame pitchers on that staff. You know how many teams have had 3 Hall of Fame pitchers at the same time?
They left meat on the bone, to say the least.
Yes.
We don't look back at them and just say they were awesome and they were so great. So, look, this is Dave Roberts saying what you say when you're in that position, right?
Because you haven't won.
Right. What else you going to say? And so here's what I'm throwing out at you. And again, I don't want to go back to this time. And I know we're not going back to this time. But would you, because you are a guy that doesn't like the expanded playoff. I like the expanded playoff.
Well,
I
we think got
playoff
12 baseball now. Baseball, it's a lot,
right.
Chris. That's 12 out of the 30 teams are making the playoffs this year.
Absolutely. And now I think it adds excitement. It's drama in October and November. It's great. But it makes it even less likely that the best team's going to win.
Right.
It almost, I mean, it, obviously the 162 is relevant because that's how you get to the tournament. But once you're in the tournament, the 162 is like, doesn't even matter at all.
If somebody has
so
a hot pitcher.
What if we went, oh yeah, right, or you go into a slump, whatever. What if you just took the three division winners, the one with the best record, you know, got a bye, and the other two teams played, the winner played the other division winner.
Right, okay.
And then, so it basically would be three teams in each league. And the winner would go to the World Series.
So that's all
you
want?
Would you rather that? No, I don't want to go back here. I'm just saying,
No.
Feel better about that? Because that would, you know, give you more of a chance of having the best team
right.
win. Don't you?
No,
you see
I get that. I don't. Six teams is too small. I'm okay with the wild card. And for fans who don't know Chris and who weren't around. When the Yankees went to the World Series 8 of the 10 years in the 50s, there was no playoff.
Right.
You had
That's
the best record, and you went straight to the World Series. That's how the – if there was
they
a playoff –
have to go through three rounds
No, they would have never – they would have never – Chris,
right.
they would have never
no
won
way.
That many World Series. It
no
just
way.
Wouldn't have been possible. And that's why when you look at all those rings and you say Mickey Mantle and Yogi Berra, they won like 10 World Series rings or 8 or whatever it was.
Right.
It ain't the same. Derek Jeter's 5, Chris, going through three rounds of playoffs, that's impressive. That's,
no doubt.
Right?
No doubt.
That's impressive no to doubt. Win 5 times when you got to beat so many teams in order to get there. So, no, you're right. We're not going back to that. I think that's too small. 2 wild cards are cool. They proved me wrong. I didn't like it when they first did it, Chris, but it did add to the
it's
game.
Excitement.
It did.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm saying I was wrong on that.
But it does lessen the chance, you know, of the best team winning.
Right. But I'm okay with that. A couple teams. 12 teams is a lot. 12 teams is a lot.
All right, look, you heard Rob and my predictions for this upcoming NBA season. Now
MLB.
We want to hear yours. What did I say? NBA? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
MLB season. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Who you got in the World Series? Who you got winning it? And why? And for Tyshir's Tower of Trivia, should you be able to use the root word
what?
Or a derivative? A derivative. If the word is African, can I say Africa?
Africa hot.
Oh, come on,
Rob! Your that was not in the text. I just want Fox you to know Sports. For the tease that was added.
Right. No, he added that. I know he did.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe. From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after the 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner, homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
So in life, throws you uh-ohs. Just say, better get Mako.
Go to Mako.com for an online estimate today.
Wow, this is really... this is really digging in the crates.
Oh, yeah. But this is one of those theme songs you used to sing to when it came on.
Yeah. Yep. I have a feeling you did that with all of them, but.
Just about.
All right. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. They got the free services you need to help get you back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And get this, they got more than 5,600 locations across the nation. AutoZone's here to help you save time and money with their free services, and you can find one on just about every corner. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. 877-99 on Fox. Your MLB predictions now.
All right. Let's kick it off with D.C. in Michigan. You're on the iCouple Fox Sports Radio. What up, D.C.?
What up, Rob Park? What up, Chris? This is the first time calling. I want to say y'all do a wonderful job. Chris Broussard, you do a great job on First
Thank
Things
you.
First. I
Thank
appreciate
you,
it. Rob Parker,
Yo.
I'm glad to hear from you.
No doubt.
Thank you, my man.
Rob Parker, I got to tell you this. You won't believe it. I got the Detroit Tigers versus the San Francisco Giants.
Come
and
on.
The Tigers is sick.
Wait a minute, D.C., Javi Baez, that pushed him over the top?
Michael Former is going to be back healthy. I like the Tigers pitching staff. I like that AJ Hinch is a good manager. They had a rough start last season. They end up making a run at the end.
Yep.
I think the Detroit Tigers will be in the World Series and win it all.
Wow. You're dreaming.
No, DC.
Stop.
Hey, he got his Tiger love. I ain't mad at you, but I don't see
I'm mad
it.
At Chris him. You're dreaming.
Craig, in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Craig? What you got?
Not much, babe. I appreciate y'all taking my call.
Say, I ain't got Detroit. I'll tell you that.
Right.
Hey, I tell you what. And yeah, that brother's smoking. Yeah. Because we all know. Everything in the ALCS starts with the Astros right
Uh-oh.
Now. Come on, man.
What is it,
well,
the last
they,
4 years?
They're a good team.
Hey,
they're
look,
definitely a good
put
team.
Put the 17 down. You know, I know you guys, a bunch of folks still hating on that, but that was a what? League thing, man. But here's the thing. Right now in this current team, there are three guys left from that 17 team. We have completely flipped this roster. Dusty Baker's doing an exceptional job. Crick, listen, each year since 17, ALCS, 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 ALCS. You know, we got one World Series, went to a seventh game, and another one went to a seventh game, and another ALCS lost it, you know, down in Florida.
Right.
You know, ALCS starts with us, man. You know, so y'all got to put some respect on us,
but
man.
Hold on, y'all haven't been able to win it without the trash can.
They only won that
on.
The year y'all won. Come
I mean,
on,
that's
Craig.
All I'm saying, right?
We
got to admit that.
We won 17 on the road. There wasn't no trash cans in L.A.
Man,
yeah, but
Altuve
you
had like, Altuve
we
had like
to,
a transistor
we
radio in his jersey.
On his chest.
Come on.
All right,
he had
Craig,
a boombox. He was running around the bases with a boombox taped to his shoulder.
They thought it was a tumor, Chris. It was so big. Up on that.
Nah, look, the Astros are a good team.
They're going to be in the mix, Chris.
Yeah,
Even though Correa's gone, a lot of guys are gone from that team. He's right.
Yep.
Dennis, in Akron, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. And if Dennis says the Guardians, I'm going to fall over, okay? What's up, Dennis?
No, I'd like to, but I'm a little bit more of a realist than that. But Houston, let's just say Maxwell Smart's still on their team with their shoe foam. But anyway, no, I say the White Sox and the Dodgers are going to be the ones in the play.
That would be good.
Here.
Dennis, wouldn't that be good? White Sox, Dodgers? No?
I'd be excellent.
Of course,
I was
going to
go with that. I went with White Sox, Giants, but I almost went with White. I'd rather see White Sox, Dodgers, to be honest.
Right. That'd be star power, Chris.
Yeah.
Because I came from the old school back in the days when the two divisions used to play each other in the AL or NLCS and then go to the World Series.
Right.
The first time I ever experienced playoffs was 1981 when they had that crazy-ass strike.
Right.
You're old school, Dennis. Do you think this is better?
This
you
is
like
a little
this
better. I think this is a much fairer way to figure it out. I mean, this play-in thing was kind of silly, I thought. You know, one game play-in. No, I like the way it's set up now. It's good. And it's about time that both leagues went to a DH.
Oh, you know, I'm not with it, Dennis, but I hear you. One last thing, Dennis. I asked you earlier, how hard is it when you hear any Guardians, you know, for people don't know, the Cleveland Indians are no longer the Cleveland Indians. They changed their name to the Cleveland Guardians. How hard is that to adjust or to hear that when you're listening to scores or, you know what I mean, watching the news and they say the Guardians? Oh, he's gone. Chris, it's got to be weird, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely going to sound weird for a while. You know, there's no doubt about it. But, hey, it is what it is. You know, nicknames, right? People mock the Guardians, the Commanders, right? The Washington
Commanders.
Football team. But when you really think about a lot of the nicknames we have, a lot of them aren't very good, but we're just used to them.
No, you're right.
You know
and
what I mean?
You remember the Bullets got changed to the Wizards, and nobody thinks about the Bullets anymore. Am I right?
Right.
Nobody.
Right.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week, explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time. I'm talking Hall of Famers, MVPs, gold medalists.
I absolutely hate the Colts, bro. This game, I swear, led to the Deflategate.
Hey, guys, this ball's a little flat.
Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl?
Julian walking around, I'm pretty sure he had his shirt off for reasons I'm not sure. He was saying, gotta believe.
Oh, you gotta believe.
From 18-1 with Eli.
Are you calling Bill just a cheater? Is that what you're saying right now?
He's looking for an advantage.
The 2004 ALCS with Big Pop.
The Red Sox in 2004 bounced back after 3-0 in a winner chicken dinner. Homie.
The Immaculate Reception with Terry Bradshaw.
Fired the ball. I hear the roar of the crowd. I never thought he caught the ball, but he did.
We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It's time for Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
Ladies and gentlemen, vegans and meat eaters, kale chip lovers, ruffle chip lovers, it's time.
This game is so easy.
For Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia.
That's right, it's Tyshirt's Tower of Trivia. The segment proves you don't even got to like sports to work in sports media. The star of this segment, King of Weave Nation, Three Peeps on a Pod. Check out all his podcasts, Shallow Oceans. None other than Tom Crady, Alex Tyshirt.
What's up, boys? Crady. Yeah, just what's here up? To let you know that podcasting's never enough, so step it up, Rob and Chris. Let's get it.
All right, we're going to zoom through this one because we're up against it on the clock. In honor of Tiger Woods' triumphant return at Augusta, All of these questions are Tiger Woods themed, okay? I flipped a coin during the update. Chris Broussard gets question number one.
Ooh, okay.
One word clue, guys. Let's get right to it. Question number one. The winner of the Masters, which Tiger is playing at this week, gets one of the most unusual prizes in all of sports. They get, that is, a blank jacket.
Collared?
Greens.
There it is. Bam!
What?
How do you know about collard greens? What is that?
Cultured,
I was guessing. Yeah, I was hoping he knew.
Racist.
Good job.
Wait, who's racist?
Job,
hold
Alex.
On. Yeah, culture.
Chris
baby.
Is racist using collard greens.
Oh, yeah. That's
what is that?
Here he goes.
I was going to say fried chicken, and that's what I was going to say, and then he would have said green.
That's two words.
Okay.
That's two words.
Level number two, over to Rob Parker. Rob, Tiger's the only player in golf history doing four consecutive major tournaments, even though he didn't do it in the same calendar year.
Really?
That feat is now known as the Tiger Blank.
Something named after him. Yeah, let's do it, Rob.
He's always ready.
All right, here we go.
Tell him, see.
Here we go.
I'm ready.
Grand
Prix.
That is incorrect.
All right, here we go, Alex.
Sorry. Okay.
Dunk
Contest.
That is incorrect.
Okay, I think
Homer?
I know. is
Give
it
you other clues?
Is it slam?
That is correct.
Yeah,
I had a feeling.
Well, I'm doing what I should have said that from Homer.
I almost wanted to say Simpson, but I was thinking like, nah, Homer, all this other stuff. It must be slam.
You know what I should have said? Denny's.
Oh yeah, there you go.
Could have said that.
And I thought grand. Yeah.
All right, that is 8 points for Rob Parker. Back to Chris Broussard, still
Let's
in
go,
the
Rob.
Lead, 10-8. Chris, Tiger's biggest rival isn't even competing in the Masters this week for a number of reasons. That man, of course, none other than Blank Mickelson.
One could argue his rival is himself.
Wow. Okay.
I'm ready, C. What you got? I'm focused. My eyes are closed.
Just visualizing words.
I'm visualizing.
Uncle?
Come on, Chris, any day now.
I'm visualizing Augusta.
Uncle?
Uncle. Give me the question again.
Blank Uncle. Mickelson, Tiger's biggest rival.
Uncle Phil?
That is correct.
Yeah, yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay. I see what you're doing.
You should have said ball-headed TV guy. I mean,
oh,
like.
God.
Oh,
all right. Level number four.
That.
Chris
I'm
is
running
looking
away
to
with
end
it.
His losing
yeah,
streak.
Yeah, I told you I was letting him win.
I got to get this song out of the crate.
Rob, Tiger right. played his college golf in the Pac-12 at Stanford. Stanford's mascot, of course, is the blank.
Jeez.
Rob G, can you. Okay. You ready?
I guess. I don't know.
Yes,
Stanford.
He's ready.
Rob, okay. Now that you ask, can I have a minute? Thank you.
Okay, here we go.
I'm ready.
Ready? What are you going to do when he says no? No. I need a few
right?
minutes.
All right.
Lewis.
I don't know where you're going with that one.
I'm lost, Rob. Lewis.
That's a horrible
First off, I didn't even know Stanford had a mascot.
They do.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Well, what's Lewis?
Right.
Lewis. Oh, gosh.
Three, two.
I'm sorry, Rob. I don't know
right.
what Lewis is.
Chris with a chance right. to put a lot of space in between
yeah.
him and Rob Parker.
Lewis.
All right, here
what
we go, Alex.
Trying to, okay. I'm lost.
Arizona.
Arizona Lewis's.
Cardinal?
That is
yeah!
correct.
Is it?
It's about to be on.
Okay, Rob, where were you going
no,
with
I'm not
Lewis?
St. Louis. I couldn't say St. Louis.
Oh, that wouldn't have made it easier
see
for me.
See how bad that is.
All right.
Yeah, sorry,
Chris,
Rob.
If you get this one, it's over. You're up 29 to 8.
Just for that clue.
That was pretty bad, Rob.
Chris.
I'm trying.
Back to you. Tiger, second all-time in career majors behind the Golden Bear. That man is Jack Blank.
I should start asking Rob if he's ready. Jeez.
Rob's the king at stalling. Are you ready? Just think about it for a second.
Are you ready? Here we go.
Okay.
Santa?
Claus.
That is incorrect.
Oh.
It's a good clue, though.
Sometimes I'm just going to shout out.
Over to Rob. Chance to keep himself alive.
And give me a question. Give me a question again.
Tiger's second all-time in majors behind the Golden Bear, Jack Blank.
Okay.
Saint?
Nicholas.
That is correct.
Yes! Oh! Nicholas.
Yeah.
Oh, it's right. Nicholas.
No.
There's no O in there.
That's good.
All right, he said Nicholas.
Come on,
don't nitpick.
Back to you, Rob. Rob closing the gap in 2017. After Nike decided they would no longer make golf clubs, Tiger switched over to the Blank Made brand instead.
What?
Ready?
Hold on. You said what made brand?
Blank Made.
That's brand.
That's the part of the name.
Okay.
Hey, Rob, keep going.
This is great, Rob. Keep going. Give me more,
Why don't
Rob.
You just, you know, right. read a paragraph.
Alex, they're famous for nine irons.
All right, here we go.
Right. Exactly.
All right, you ready? Alex, here we go.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Give me better than Lewis.
He needs a minute, Rob.
I need more than Lewis. Okay. All right.
Seamstress.
What? Seamstress.
Oh, okay. I see what you're
Hold
doing.
Okay, I think I know where you're going, but I'm sorry if I'm wrong. Are you going Taylor?
That is correct.
Okay.
Oh, my goodness.
That might be the best clue
that
of
was
all
good.
Time.
Comes down that was to good. This.
Is this it?
What's this
29-28.
Oh, let's
Whoever
go.
Whoever gets this one will win it. Chris is up first. A chance to put it away in the overtime period.
This is huge.
Chris. Unfortunately, Tiger's been involved in several car accidents over the years.
Several?
In and around his home.
What?
Became such a commonplace thing. People knew where he lived because he lives in, of course, Blank Island, Florida.
What?
Pluto?
Neptune?
That is incorrect.
Oh. Sorry,
Rob Parker.
Rob G, can you just text me real quick? I can't get the emails. You know what I mean.
I
don't have email.
How do you get the other clues?
I went without them. Yeah. I went without them.
Please.
Okay.
Interesting.
All right, here we go.
Read me the question one more time.
Tiger's home, where he's crashed his car multiple times, is in Blank Island, Florida.
Blank Island, Florida. And the first clue was Neptune?
Yep.
Okay.
Okay. Pluto.
I just said Pluto.
Oh, I thought you said Neptune. You said Neptune.
No, he said Pluto. I said Neptune.
No.
That's his clue.
That is
no, it ain't. That's not fair.
That is not.
No.
Rob gets another chance.
All right, here we go.
Alex said Neptune.
I was thinking what I said. That's
all right, here we go.
Yeah.
Saturn.
Frank Trump. That's what I'm going to say.
Frank Trump. Who the heck is Frank
Trump? I know Frank Trump. I didn't know who that
okay.
was.
You said Saturn?
Yes.
Okay, so the two clues are Pluto and Saturn. Mars.
That is incorrect. Back to Chris.
I feel like we're going planets.
Steel.
My bad.
Crap. It's getting tight. A lot of tight tickets is on the board here.
All right. Read it one more time.
Tiger's been in a lot of car accidents in his home in Blank Island, Florida. Nobody took astronomy on this show.
No.
Right. Blank okay, Island, here we go. Florida. Here we go.
I'm trying, Z.
Here we go.
Okay.
Venus.
Neptune.
Is it correct?
You said that. You already said
did
it.
I
no,
say
he
Neptune?
Did not.
He I'm said Neptune.
Have you said it the first
no,
time?
He
did
not.
Okay,
Pluto.
Let me guess
he
again.
Yeah.
Let
no.
me guess again. Let me guess again. If I said Neptune.
This is so bad. All right. Go ahead.
Can I give him what the other clues were?
No.
Give me your clue again, Z. Give me your clue again. Venus.
No, you can't.
His clue was Venus.
Mars.
That is
incorrect. Rob,
did I say Mars?
All right, here we go.
If Rob gets this, it's over. If not, Chris is going to hang on.
Okay, you ready?
Last
one. Ready?
Last one.
Here we go. Jetsons.
Oh, that's terrible.
Ooh. Neptune.
Incorrect.
You said that already.
Alex, bring in the new theme music.
Alex, what happened
this
to Jupiter?
Jupiter.
Oh, it's Jupiter. That's right.
Hey, it don't matter. Rob, just listen.
No,
and
we don't have time. We're late. Let's go.
I don't
hit
feel
the button.
Like anybody really
Here
won
it is.
That one.
Hey,
didn't
let
win.
Me hear my music.
No, we're late.
Turn that joint up.
Jason Smith
Everybody's
is standing by.
Go
Stop
up.
It.
And the
And they say that. And they say that. I'm hopping, y'all. Win.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It's The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob.
wrapping up a TV theme song Thursday.
Hey, Chris.
Yep.
So far, two games out of my three down so far. So that means I've hit 3, 4, 5, 7 of my last eight on Shekel City. I need one more to cash tonight for a bonanza tonight.
Oh, one more. Okay. Well, I hope
that's
you
not
get
bad.
It, man.
Seven out of eight.
Yeah, that's pretty good. All right. For those just tuning in, I just prevailed in Tyson's Tower Trivia.
Oh, please.
Just letting you know. I'm going back to my old theme song, Rob. Yeah,
why?
I'm going back to the bongos. It just was better. That's a great song, All I Do Is Win, but,
see?
You know, this one is
– So Chris thinks that by going back to this, he's going to start winning again.
No,
also,
it's
I mean,
not
he's
got to
win more.
It just is a better – like, it just comes in. It's a better theme song. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Also got to win more,
I think. I think the listeners know what I'm talking about.
Alex,
but anyway,
Alex Jupiter. Oh my God!
I tried to go.
You were.
I still maintain Chris didn't win. Rob just lost.
We said just about every planet.
Right.
Only one we hadn't said were Uranus
and Earth.
Hey, whoa.
I'm listening for a silly.
Earth was his next guess, by the way.
Earth was coming.
I was going to drop an Earth.
Were you ever going to get Jupiter?
Like, probably not.
Was there anything?
When I think about it logically, I don't think I would have said it.
And I was like, Jetsons. I thought maybe if I throw the J out there, Jetsons.
Oh, because I thought, were they on Jupiter now?
You threw.
I don't remember.
They were on Mars, weren't they?
I understood you. The answer was Jupiter.
Right.
Jupiter Island, Florida.
Right.
But, yeah, I get where you were going, Rob, but I think in Alex's mind, that took us away from the planet.
It did.
Yeah, did it?
Yeah, and
okay.
I was like, he's
you guys just said, like, juice? No.
Well, Rob was 2 seconds away from saying Jupa. I mean, really, if we hadn't had the new bylaws put in,
oh,
he would have said that.
Jupa wouldn't have worked?
That ain't the,
that's Jupa. A good one.
All
you
right,
remember
look,
that song, Jupa? Draw back your bow. Oh, that's Cupid. I'm sorry.
That's Cupid's younger brother, Jupid.
Jupid, right.
All right, real credit card questions require real people, folks that understand your issues and work with you to resolve them. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives who are available 24/7. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Rob, quickly. You know, this MVP race is tight. I think it's Joel Embiid and Giannis. But tonight, Rob, and I mean, Giannis, you know, made
now
some winning
what?
Plays
what
recently. Well, Embiid has been big this week, right? 45 and 40 points and something like, you know. They just lost to the Raptors. Now, the Raptors are a good team. But I'm just saying, they needed that win. He had 30 and 10, but again, they lost to the Raptors. Seals it.
And the
and
Raptors,
James Harden, Rob, 3-for-12 for 13 points.
Wow.
They did have 15 assists, but still.
Well, he's falling off, though, Chris, big time. Remember?
Yeah, man.
After the first five games, people were ranting and raving.
He was looking like the Harden from last year. Listen to these last four games, Rob. 11 points, 21 points, 12 points, 18 points for James Harden. Yeah, it ain't looking good for the Sixers. All right.
It doesn't sound like James Harden. It sounds like James Softin. Okay, forget it.
Everything's not funny.
Yeah, I thought Craig Melvin might like that one, but not even he found that funny. Peace!
James Softin.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. It's a literal pro, and it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars, because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.